Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
The Heat lose their seventh in a row last night, and it wasn't even close. A Ja Morant less Memphis Grizzlies team, 125-91. Eric Spoelstra and the guys, they just cannot seem to figure it out. And you can start hearing in their voices, especially after a bad loss like that where they were never really in it. And just, man, we're kind of down and out. Longest losing streak of the season. Is there any hope now? It's actually the stretch of the season.
Yeah, they should simulate the next 16.
Eric Spoelstra spoke after the game, basically saying right now this Miami Heat team is desperate souls.
We focus on the process. It is said often, and it can be a cliche, but in these moments, there's no stronger truth than you have to stick to a process. We have a process that we're trying to build the necessary habits. So none of us are taking this for granted. I mean, the vets that have been in our locker room for a long period of time, you know, this is humbling. We're left with this reality of how difficult it is to win one game. We're desperate to our souls to collectively figure out how to win one game. You know, and that's where we are right now.
One game, all he wants is, you hear the desperate soul in him going,
one game?
We just want one game.
And now 2 weeks ago after the Indiana Pacers win, yeah, this is the beginning. We got something. Man, like I said, I'm getting, and I love Spo. Best coach in the league still, in my eyes, even with the down season he's had. But after a while, bro, I'm not trying to hear that honky-dory, you got to enjoy the fight. You got to embrace the fight, all that. Nah, man. You know what I embrace? I embrace wins. That's what I embrace. I embrace wins. I don't care how you win. Just win.
Eric Spoelstra says we're desperate souls for one game. That we've gotten to the point now that we just want one game. One win, Vlad. One. This is where this Miami Heat team is right now. And I know it's frustrating. They played Minnesota, a good team, to the last second. And it could have gone either way. They've played a lot of good teams neck and neck. They've also lost to some really bad teams in the fourth quarter.
But stop. Wait.
Wears you down.
Wait, Dan, you have the delusion that this is a very good team.
Not right now.
So stop thinking that when they lose to bad teams, no. They're just a little bit better than the Wizards and the Hornets and all that.
Wasn't it funny when we complained, look at this Heat team. They're going to lose to good teams and they're going to beat bad teams. I wish. Why not even that right now?
Say what you want, but Jordan Poole hit a game-winning three over the Nuggets.
But am I right? We thought we were in the doldrums when we beat all the bad teams and we lose against the good teams.
No.
Now you're wishing that you can just
stop because that was delusion.
Hold up. Now we're desperate souls for one win.
That was delusion when you were beating.
One win.
That was delusion. Look.
Eric Spoelstra said it. I want one win.
Fam. At least with some of the bad teams, you know that they're bad, but they're still giving an effort. Like the Wizards beat the Nuggets yesterday. That's a two seed. If the Heat had done something like that, here's the thing with the Heat. If they beat a good team, you guys are so programmed to think, oh, this is it. This is the switch. This is the win to get us started. And it's like, no, ladies and gentlemen, they got to win. This is not the win to get them started. This team needs an overhaul. This team has a lot of moving and shaking to do in order to be competitive in this current climate of the NBA right now.
Eric Spoelstra continued to go on that the team, they're just trying to figure out and solve those problems that they have.
you know, enough has been said in the locker room, but we have a certain standard of how we expect to play and compete. We did not meet that standard tonight. When we meet that standard, it doesn't mean that we're going to win. You know, obviously, we're struggling to figure out, you know, how to win games. But last night, we met a standard from a competitive standpoint. Tonight, we did not.
What? Did you hear what he said?
Last night we hit a competitive standard, and tonight we didn't.
So your standard, you even said, is not good enough to win. He goes, you know, if we can meet the standard, we still might not win. What type of standard are you setting?
That's crazy.
Because my standard is winning. My standard is doing enough to win a game. Am I right or am I wrong?
No, I got to hear that again. Hold on.
Listen to it.
Enough has been said in the locker room, but we have a certain standard of how we expect to play and compete. We did not meet that standard tonight. When we meet that standard, it doesn't mean that we're going to win. You know, obviously, we're struggling to figure out, you know, how to win games. But last night, we met a standard from a competitive standpoint. Tonight, we did not.
So he's saying that they didn't compete tonight. They competed the Friday night against Boston, even though they lost by 11. But tonight, they didn't compete because they got blown out by 34.
No, I don't like a standard.
Last night,
I don't like a standard not being good enough.
And he said, even if we reach our competitive spirit,
still
we might not win.
So what type of standard are we setting?
That just basically said, okay, you're not talented. You're not a talented team.
We're going to have to play our you-know-what's off every single minute of every single game
just to hope to win.
Just
hope that we have a chance to win.
All right, let's hear what else Spo had to say. Hey, he keeps talking about this certain standard.
We don't have any more, Spo.
Certain standard?
I just played the standard.
Well, let's hear Andrew Wiggins then, trying to get over this hump that we seem to be not able to get over.
I think it's everybody. I think it's the whole team, you know, just doing it collectively and trying to, you know, figure it out together. You know, we figure it out. We go through all this stuff. And, you know, once we get over that hump, we know we're going to be right there.
Right where?
When?
I'm going to ask these questions. When and where?
There's only 16 games left, gentlemen.
Who, what, when, where, and why, Andrew Wiggins? When are we getting over the hump? And then he goes, we're going to be where we need to be. Where?
I'm sorry. Dan, there's 15 games left.
When are you going to get over the hump, and where are you going to be when you get over that hump? Where you need to be? Where do you need to be? Because last I looked, you're barely in the play-ins. And I understand. What's Andrew Wiggins going to say?
They got 5 games on Toronto.
Yeah, they got a lot. I'm saying.
But, I mean, I do see them losing the next 4.
I keep thinking they're going to find a way to win a game. And then I keep watching them, and especially towards the end of the game, and it is just nasty.
Hard times.
We have problems with depth. We have problems with talent. We have problems scoring now throughout the game, but especially in the fourth quarter. Yep, that equals a 7-game losing streak and a possibility to lose 3 or 4 more. Yeah.
You're 9 games below 500.
9 games below 500 because the standard isn't set high enough to win. Our standard is just to compete. That sounds a lot like Eric Spoelstra and Pat Riley.
Yo, this is bad. Last year you finished, 46-36?
Let's just see who currently is the coldest team in the... Oh, wait, but Cavaliers won 16 in a row. Goodness gracious.
No, there's no colder team than the Heat.
7 in a row. In the East.
The second
longest losing streak is 3 by the 76ers and the Nets.
Which you expect.
And then there's a Lakers. Well, Lakers have lost 4. So have the Kings. That's it. No. The Jazz are the worst team. 8. You could be the Utah Jazz. 8-game losing streak, 15-52.
But as bad as the Lakers have played,
still a 5 seed.
Yikes. Like, you know what I mean? I can give you a reason why they've lost the last 4 games in a row. Their best player got hurt.
LeBron James has a groin pull.
Right. And I could say, but at least I saw some fight. That competitive fight that Spo was talking about, I saw that against the Denver Nuggets on Friday night when they didn't have both Luka and LeBron playing. They had the lead and a chance to win the game. That, to me, is what Spo was talking about. Because if you have the competitive fight, you might not win, but at least you have the fight. That, if you're saying that, I understand that. But I can take that from that. The Lakers team, when they don't have their 2 best players, then they lose that game. I can't take that from the Heat when their 3 best players are playing.
Last night's game was not fun. I don't care what you say about the Celtics game.
Fam,
that was not fun.
If Memphis is playing underhanded and you're playing with your full squad, and two of them are all, you know, all-stars or have been in all-star teams, I would expect you to give not only a better competitive effort, but a chance to win. Like, this is not a game, especially after the loss you had against Boston. It's as if, you know, when they lose, they just accept it now.
Or when things start going bad, they just put their arms down. Let's say last night's game, definitely not fun. I didn't find the Celtics game fun. The Clippers game wasn't fun. The Hornets game wasn't fun. The Bulls game wasn't fun. The last two fun games were two losses, March 5th and 7th, against the Cavaliers and the Timberwolves, because you played well against a good team.
What about that loss to the Knicks?
That game was fun until we gave it away.
You had a 19-point lead.
It's been that long since we've had, and when we say fun, those are two losses. But there were moral
victories. Your last win against the Pacers on that Friday
our
night?
Our last win was against the Wizards.
The Wizards.
March 3rd. March 3rd was our last win.
It's that Monday after the loss to the Knicks. That was it.
So you get the Knicks in Madison Square Garden on St. Patrick's Day tomorrow at 7:30 with a team that sounds defeated on a 7-game losing streak.
8 of 9 they've lost.
Desperate souls.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.